Welcome to The Whole Steward, the holistic approach to wealth from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Daniel Stanton, and I'm glad you've joined. Sometimes life can throw you curveballs, or the road may seem too windy. Maybe the deck seems stacked against you, or the mountain is too steep to climb. Maybe it seems others get the big break while you grind away with no progress. We'll discuss how to cope with those unique challenges in your life today on The Whole Steward.
Hi, this is Gary Pinkerton with Gary's Gulch Podcast. You are listening to The Whole Steward with Andrew Stanton, one of the best researched shows by a man of true passion. Now that you know more, go out and grow more.
This is episode number 61. I'm very thankful you've joined. What I want to talk about today is what to do when you get a bend in the road. You're going through life. You are seeking to honor God as a whole steward. You are looking at your stewardship from a holistic standpoint, your nine forms of capital, but you here will find the abundance mindset. Sometimes, however, we get challenged with that mindset. In other words, that mindset is challenged, the abundance mindset, the mindset that seeks to constantly provide more value for the world, to build upon what God has given us, and to invest it well in every area. We have doubts sometimes. I think we could certainly recognize that even the most successful sometimes will wake up with imposter syndrome. You might look at that business guy who's running his business, getting it going, or is very successful, and very well may think, in the morning or the middle of the night, waking up, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Can I be successful? Those thoughts of doubt can really penetrate sometimes very deeply. And everybody, I think, is prone to it. And if you're not, good, fine. You don't, maybe you don't need to listen to this. But this is a encouragement to me today as a whole steward, and I hope it is to you as well. So what I want to theme this after is the fact that a bend in the road is only the end of the road if you fail to make the turn. You see, we can face these external pressures from life, the curveballs, as I said in the intro, or the windy road. The deck might feel like it's stacked against us, or the mountain too steep to climb, but that windy road has all these bends in it, and it's only the end of the road if you fail to make the turn. In other words, if you fail to adjust, you might have to adjust your mindset. You might have to adjust what you're doing or who you are as a person to handle this bend in the road. And it could be anything. We're talking possibly health issues like we've spoken about recently, or financial setbacks, or perhaps just the pressure of rising prices when your income seems to be a struggle to get it to go up. And so you feel like it's a losing battle. The problem that you run into is that asset prices have run up a lot compared to incomes, and you might feel like you are chasing your tail. But it could be in your business, it could be in any endeavor that you're taking on right now, and you might think this is a losing battle. You might get discouraged sometimes. You might have a bad month in your business. you might have some sort of regulations or inspection that you failed that is going to impact your business tremendously. And so whatever those curveballs may be, whatever the windy road, maybe it's the economy takes a turn for the worst for your particular business. You need to recognize, I need to recognize that a bend in the road is only the end of the road if you fail to make the turn. Now, what I also want to do is recognize that as Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. And this isn't just the building that you live in, although it could include that, but it's a household. It's the household name. It's the wealth that is represented by that household that you are a steward over, that you are seeking to honor the Lord with. And so unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. In fact, if you don't acknowledge the Lord, and as we've seen even as early as last week, if you don't know the Lord and you don't honor the Lord with your wealth, it is definitely going to be in vain that you built anything that you have built up. So you can recognize that God is worthy of this honor and glory in what he does, being the sovereign creator of the universe. Verse 1 also says, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So if you're the watchman and it's your job, you might be the best guy in the Secret Service, the top guy in the Secret Service, the most elite watchman. Unless the Lord protects what you're watching over, you watch in vain. You oversee it in vain. And so give God the glory in that regard because he deserves it. It is in vain, verse 2 says, that you rise up early and go to rest late. You go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Have you ever lost sleep over one of these challenges that I've described in your business or whatever? You're losing sleep. You're eating the bread of anxious toil. You're toiling. It's in vain that you do it unless the Lord builds the house. So we need to take these things, these anxious thoughts. Number one, we need to take them to God in prayer. We need to bring these things before the Lord and ask that he bless it. And I was just out looking at property today and was reminded by our real estate agent that if God wants you in a property, in a place, in a particular deal, a real estate deal, or the success of your business, or whatever it may be, he's going to open those doors. He's going to be the one that allows it and enables it to happen. And sometimes it may not be obvious. You have to work really hard, but you know, you've heard the saying, oh, that guy's trying too hard. He's trying too hard. You might be trying for something that God doesn't want you to do. You eat the bread of anxious toil and you're anxious in the middle of the night about something that you need to bring before the Lord and trust him to do his work and open those doors, enable you to be a good steward. It's always a balance. Now, it's fascinating to me that these two verses precede the ones that we usually talk about, which are the in regard to bearing children. As you know, I'm blessed with many children. Sometimes I think, hey, the businesses that I'm involved in should be more successful. But my wife, Anna, reminds me that I'm a rich man in children. Behold, verse 3, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Now, if you don't have children or you have trouble having children, don't take this the wrong way that, oh, you know, you're not rewarded by the Lord in some way because you're not able to have children. That's not the case here. But this is God building a house, a household. Like I said, not just the four walls of the house that you live in, but the household name. And I'm certainly a blessed man. So sometimes I think I'm not as successful as others. And you can look around and it doesn't matter how successful you are. You might be able to look at somebody else who's more successful and say, wow, I'm not there. Or have these setbacks or these curveballs. You know, you need to take responsibility for what you're doing and how you're doing it and why you're doing it. But you also look at these curveballs and recognize that, hey, there's more to life than just this one thing that you're toiling anxiously for. In fact, look at and try to play, you know, like Pollyanna used to play the glad game. You can think of something to be glad about. Can you not think of anything to be thankful for in this moment? And if you count your blessings and you name them one by one, you will be surprised at what God has done. And certainly, my wife is there as my great encourager to remind me of those things when I get discouraged. But the children are like arrows in the hand of a warrior, and that warrior can aim the bow where he wishes. And certainly that is a big work that we are doing as well. So that's Psalm 127. But we usually focus on the children bearing part, but it starts with the fact that the Lord needs to build the house. And we can subdue our anxiousness through bringing these things before the Lord. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. So that's the first piece of encouragement. And then what I wanted to do was hit on just several different proverbs that remind us what it is that we are dealing with here in terms of dealing with the curveballs and the challenges and the struggles in our stewardship. Proverbs 23:4-5 says, "Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven." So again, this is a proverb, so it's just a saying that rings true, not in every case, but Solomon is saying, look, don't set your mind and your hopes and everything on this anxious toil of this world, because that does not render eternal satisfaction. And you need to be discerning enough to desist. In other words, recognize the fleeting nature of the material things that you are trying to build right now. And just don't get anxious about it, at least. Be thankful for everything. It doesn't mean don't work hard, and we're going to see that in a moment. So let's move on. Proverbs 20:21. "An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end." You've seen this be true many times. If you are gaining a large sum of money, it's like the people who win the lottery, right? They didn't work for it. They didn't build it. And the people who inherit it don't necessarily do a good job with it. Why? Because they didn't put in the work. They didn't overcome the bends in the road, the curveballs, the steep mountains that need to be climbed. So recognize that you don't want this success overnight or this inheritance suddenly, unnecessarily, because an inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. It's often lost by the people who don't know how to manage it. So on a side note, that's one of the reasons why it's very important to train up your children and those who are your heirs to understand what good godly stewardship is, whether it is that business or the real estate portfolio or whatever investment portfolio you have, or the household name, the leadership in the household, to pass that on to the children, because there's a very big risk that that inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. But if they learn to be good stewards and to work hard, I think then it is a very good possibility that it will be blessed in the end. So just another proverb. In other words, it's not true across the board all the time. It's just a piece of wisdom that can help us. Proverbs 16:3, and this is important. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. You see, it's like what I was saying before. We need to commit our work to the Lord and our plans will be established. That is a great way to overcome this anxiousness, right? Because we've committed it to the Lord. Lord, you're going to build this house. You're going to make this successful. You're going to be the one who I will give all the glory to, anything and everything that I'm doing. Then your plans will be established. God will honor those things. And he may not answer and or honor them in the way that you want him to. Maybe you're doing the wrong business that God doesn't want you, and that's why you're struggling. Again, you're not going to get a writing on the wall, but it's just good things to remind and renew and refresh our thinking on. So now recognize also that Proverbs 15:16 says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. So the fear of the Lord, that ought to be our number one. It ought to be your number one, my number one. The fear of the Lord. Because why? It's better to have that and only a little in this life, to not have that super successful business or that big real estate portfolio or whatever it is that you're endeavoring to accomplish. It is so much better to have a little and the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. And what kind of trouble? Well, you're going to have trouble in this life. Everybody will. Whether you're a Christian or not, you are going to have trouble. It will be very depressing to endure that trouble without the fear of the Lord. It will be very depressing. And when you enter in to the afterlife, what comes after this life? Your trouble will only just have begun if you don't fear the Lord. If you spit in his face, if you mock, if you do not embrace his son Jesus, there's going to be great trouble. No matter what you thought was trouble on this earth, it's going to be worse. So better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Proverbs 14:23-24. And this is where we get to the second piece. This does not mean, nothing what I'm saying is to say, to not work hard or to just say, well, you know, let go and let God. No, that is not the proper biblical response. We do not let go and let God. We work to honor God. Verse 23, in all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their wealth, but the folly of fools brings folly. So, first of all, in all toil there is profit. So if you toil And again, I think obviously as a proverb, this breaks down. There's scenarios where you say, well, you know what? You know, you need to be working on the right thing before learning to do things right. I say that many times. Do the right thing first before learning to do things right. You might be working on the wrong thing, and, you know, pray to the Lord to help you figure out what is the right thing to be working on, and then learn to do things right as you do that. But if you only talk about it and you just sit around and you talk and you say, you know what, I really need to get those investments going. You know, I just have my money sitting in the bank and it's losing 2% if they hit their targets of value, or 5% or 10% or 15% of value every year, depending on the inflation rate. You need to get that going. Hey, there are options. There is profit in your toil. Nothing's for free. Not even managing money or a business is for free. It might look like it from the outside, like, oh man, you know, he's got all these rental properties and he just sits on the beach all day and, you know, drinks whatever your favorite drink is. I don't even know the names of all the alcoholic drinks, but you know, you're sitting on the beach in total success. But the one who has done that has certainly had to toil and put in the sweat and toil to achieve that. And that is the profit from the toil if you're doing good work. The crown of the wise is their wealth. So again, wisdom and wealth, they go hand in hand. If you're being a fool with what you're doing, you're going to lose it, or you're not even going to obtain it in the first place. So toil hard, toil well. Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent will rule while the slothful will be put to forced labor. So how many times have you heard, even in today's society, in today's financial environment, I have to go to work. I'm forced into this job that is, you know, you're trying to pay the rent, you're trying to, you know, make ends meet, you're trying to do whatever. And I'm not disparaging that as a problem. That's good that you would labor and earn a living, but you feel forced to do it. You know, you are stuck in a place where you are forced into laboring in this manner. The great thing about our society today, and certainly it must have been true back then as well, is that the hand of the diligent will rule while the slothful will be put to forced labor. How often are you working on expanding your means rather than trying to figure out, you know what, where can I cut? Try to figure out, where can I expand? Expand your means. In other words, put your mind to what you can do to, say, start a business that will produce more income to allow you to not be forced into that Walmart job or whatever it may be, working at McDonald's or whatever. The hand of the diligent will rule. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. Okay, so why am I bringing these up? Well, it is while you're committing your work to the Lord and while you are honoring the Lord, do not think that that means you just sit back and let go and let God. You must toil. You must be diligent. And yet do not eat the bread of anxious toil. That's where we can fall into this trap of being up at night or having trouble with these challenges that I described earlier. You need to take the bends in the road by turning where it and adjust, you know. Oh, interest rates are higher now. I can't get the loan that I need to. Never say can't. Ask the question, how can I? And lastly, I would just point out, and this is a good reminder for all of us, I think, there's one who pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. That's Proverbs 13:7. So there's a person out there who pretends to be rich. Maybe he's driving an awesome car, or he has the big house or whatever, and yet he has nothing, nothing. And you are up late, anxious, wondering, how can I achieve the level of success that this other person has? That's a form of covetousness. Yet another, he pretends to be poor, right? It's kind of like that idea of the millionaire next door. You have somebody who doesn't carry themselves as this super wealthy, successful, rich person. They very well may be financially wealthy, but your value to the world goes far beyond money. We certainly talk about it, but we're talking about how all of these things can just be exchanged one for another. And, you know, you could have somebody who pretends to be poor, and yet he has great wealth. So honor the Lord with your wealth. Do not eat the bread of anxious toil. Take the turn in the road when the road turns, and yet toil hard for God's glory. So with that being said, if you are looking for a place to put your money, if you are that person who needs to put in that toil, remember, Mid-South Home Buyers is where I buy property. And they are a great team. The numbers aren't as good as they necessarily used to be, but the team is as great as they have always been. So I'm selling some property in some other places right now because it is a challenge to find a good team. And you have to take the bend in the road when it comes. So Mid-South Home Buyers, certainly they have inventory and they still have a great team. So that's part of what you're buying, is the experience there. That is an alternative investment. Certainly you could go buy stocks or do whatever. You know, you want to put your wealth somewhere. So I'm just telling you what I do. But take the bend in the road when it comes. And, you know, talk to Liz. Have a conversation with her if you want to. So there's that. And if you share any of the same challenges that I'm talking about today, there where you might eat the bread of anxious toil and be up late, let me know, please, in the comments, or send me an email, letters@theholesteward.com, or through the website. You can contact me on whether you experience the same thing, the sort of anxious toil that we might, as entrepreneurs, experience once in a while. And then let me know if this episode was helpful for you at all. We went through a lot of scriptures, so I pray that it was helpful. And that's all I have for today. So now that you know more, go out and grow more.
All content on The Whole Steward is for informational purposes only and must not be considered personal, professional, tax, or legal advice. Please consult an appropriate professional for individualized advice. Though we do our best to bring you reliable information, we make no guarantee on its accuracy, so you must rely on your own due diligence to draw your own conclusions. The views expressed by guests on the show are their own and may not represent that of the host. Please visit our website for complete terms and conditions.
Thanks for joining us today for The Holistic Approach to Wealth from a Christian Worldview. This show is brought to you by TheWholeSteward.com.